88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield, joined in studio right now by Nancy Wilson.
Hello.
Playing at the Rose tomorrow night, performing the Songs of Heart. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be here.
And so you are going to be performing the Songs of Heart. Are you still with the same Roadcase Royale crew, or are you going to have a different band this time around?
Well, actually, my three guys from Heart are in my new band, Roadcase Royale, and my new singer and her guitar player, both from Prince's new power generation, Liv Warfield and Ryan Waters, comprise Roadcase Royale. And we like to do, you know, plenty of Heart stuff, Heart songs, and we have an album out too, so we do some of our own originals.
So it's going to be a little bit of both then,
yeah,
happening at the Rose in Pasadena. And, you know, Heart was such an influential band. You're playing the songs from it, and you pioneered a lot for female musicians in your day, because it was a band of females, because a lot of times up to that point,
right,
it was mainly solo artists. You know, you can think of Janis Joplin or Joni Mitchell, but they were solo artists, not
true,
a full band. You know, how does it feel to see what's happening now with the Me Too movement, you know, fast forwarding now to 2018?
Well, it's actually pretty cool. I think, you know, having come from the mid to late 70s originally, and sort of had to push some of the boundaries out as far as being front people and women and even sisters was concerned, and leading the band and being leaders and writers and front people in the band. It was so unexpected in those days that we just sort of decided to go ahead and do it anyway. Being from a military family, we were just dogged, and we just went out there and did it, and kind of turned a lot of heads. And these days, you know, by comparison, it's very cool to see, especially after the MTV 80s kind of came along, and I feel like it set women back quite a bit because of all the visualization and, you know, the image making that was happening then. And there was almost a movement then, and it sort of had to come back around again. And so, you know, it's really good to see the Me Too of it all happening. And bands, you know, like Haim and First Aid Kit, and a lot of the cool women that are coming forward now in bands and as writers, you know. So for me, it's like great to see the movement, great to see women sort of taking a stand against what's sort of always been the backroom problems that women have had to face all along and always will. But just to have it a little more aired out in the sunlight, it's a good thing.
I know you released the album last year.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, just taking a cursory glance at some of your social media, looks like you've been doing a lot of charity work as well lately. Because it's like every other show, it's like, oh, we're doing this here and doing this here.
We're over here for, you know, Rock the Red for the Heart Association with Wilson Phillips, and over here doing this over there with Slash for the Zoo. And, you know, we did a whole run of, we just called it the charity circuit, you know, a couple of weeks back, which is really fun. It's all sort of like a one-off situation where you can't sort of count on the continuity of what you usually tour with. But those things are really important to do. And, you know, I got to play with Slash, and that
cool.
was really great. And a bunch of his cool, you know, all-star players. So we've been doing a lot of that. We're about to hear from Bob Seger's camp this coming week, when we're going to go back out and open for Bob Seger again, like
right,
we were last
year.
Right,
he canceled his tour last year.
Actually postponed it and wasn't seriously canceled, but it's been a while now, but he's been recouping, and he's, I think, ready to go. So we're really excited to go back out and do that again, because that was a match made in heaven, our two bands. So there's that, but we're doing a few, you know, like the Rose tomorrow night and a few things around town here.
Now that you've had the band for a little while, the new band for a little while, like, what has that been like being out and touring with someone a little differently than you have before?
Well, it's just really inspiring to be out with these guys, with my Roadcase buddies, my bandies. And, you know, Liv is just a beast of a singer. I know how to pick him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan, too. you know, with my three heart guys and the two of them and me, it's like we first time we got together and played and did some writing and figured out what would we sound like, how would it feel for us to kind of meet in a rehearsal space, and who, you know, who are these people? And we were kind of like at a teenage dance at first, and but it clicked immediately, and we got the album done pretty quickly last year. First Things First, it's called. And when we started playing out with Seeger, it was just, Seeger's people kept saying, you could do a little bit longer set, just a little longer. You could go 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, you know. And we were having people standing up at the end of our opening act. A lot of, I think, of that is because, too, that the security takes much longer to get through these days, which mm-hmm. is a good thing. And they people get there earlier, get their shirts and their beers, whatever, and then they hear, like, a familiar heart song, and they come down. And by the end of our little set, they were all standing almost every single night. So, you know, opening acts don't have it that good normally.
It's going to be a great show tomorrow night at the Rose.
Good room.
Yeah, good room. It's a nice room. Same folks as the Canyon Club and Saban over in
good
Beverly
catering,
Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So thank you so much for coming on by.
We're going to get there. We're going to rock it.
Exactly. 88.5 FM.